This does not satisfy the fishermen. Many of them who will still have to travel 6 to 7 hours to their nearest port from the home ports that they were used to landing. It's a very small window of opportunity. It gives them 6 hours to land, and it doesn't allow their fish to be brought to the markets in many instances.
Do you foresee additional ports being allocated, or will this be the current state of play for the foreseeable?
I would like to see additional ports being added, but what I am now calling on the Minister is to issue these fishermen with a transitionary licence, a non-transferable transitionary licence, which would satisfy them in the circumstances in which they have been thrown into by the department.
And what would that entail, Father?
That would entail a transitionary licence which would allow them to land at their home ports. At the moment, they cannot land at their home ports.
Do you feel that the Marine Minister and the powers that be would take this into consideration to maybe do that?
I very much hope that the Minister will issue these fishermen, and the department will as well, with transitionary licences, because they are being treated as second-class citizens at the moment. The department decision is putting their lives at serious risk and in serious danger, and that is totally unacceptable.
You have described the announcement made this week by the Marine Minister, Charlie McConlogue, as a last-minute.com decision.
Yes, the Department of the Marine were asked by the European Commission on the 17th of August to designate ports. They failed to do so, other than the two ports that had already been designated in the country, and they failed to take into any consideration the needs of these small fishermen who are now being forced to take a very perilous journey along the Donegal coastline, tight into the coastline, and should they break down, their boats will be on the rocks in no time at all, and lives will be lost if the Minister and the Department don't step up to the mark and issue these fishermen with a satisfactory solution.